Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gary, Rami, and Sparky have been going at it for 3 hours, but haven't crashed and burned yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time for the guys to reset the big topics from today's big show and let you pick a lane.
Pick a lane, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Open Tuesdays through Fridays and weekends through October. For more info, just go to GreatLakesDragaway.com.
Lane on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. One more hour getting you ready for Packers and Broncos. Also, Brewers and Pirates. Huge game. What's going on, Sparky?
Antonio Brown just tweeted, just got fired on Friday.
Yeah,
is that a bad thing?
Yeah, no, he probably deserved to get fired a couple of different times. This dude went out on social media and was pleading for help and saying, oh man, poor me. They fired me because I didn't show up to work. They're going to fine me because I didn't show up to work. Well, guess what? Rick, working at P&H down here in the valley, feels no sympathy for you because right. When he doesn't show up for work, he gets fired too. So there you go, Antonio Brown. Sorry. Hop up on that soapbox real quick. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, the Fan, 12 at the AM, and the radio.com app. Packers, Broncos here this weekend at Lambeau Field. Brewers in a huge series tonight, starting up against Pittsburgh Pirates. It's the final home series. Tim Allen and myself will have the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show tonight after the game here on the Fan. Bill Michaels in about 45 minutes going to talk with Aaron Jones and Manny Wilkins. First, we need confident, concerned, and curious. You can hop aboard as well at 414-799-1250. Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. What are you most confident in seeing this week, Packers and Broncos? Well, will be up for the 5 o'clock Steakhouse Green and Gold postgame show.
Well, this defense comes out and play well again. I mean, I'm good with that. And I think, you know, I think that's going to limit the opportunities of Joe Flacco. And first and foremost, Flacco's on that list was going to give you three opportunities. I think the Packers get you three picks this weekend.
So they convert all three because they haven't been able to convert them.
Boys dialed in this week. They're getting them.
Good, because Gary, I'm going to let you know, and I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm excited. Like, I love watching Packers football, but just get me to Thursday, man.
You need to stop.
I can't wait. I want Packers, Eagles, Thursday night football. I want Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. I want it all. I want to, in my veins, Carson Wentz against Aaron Rodgers. And, like, Joe Flacco and Aaron Rodgers just seems like, to me, Sparky, an appetizer.
There's no guarantee Carson Wentz will even be healthy by the time we get to Thursday as quickly as he gets hurt. So don't get too excited.
This is true. Okay,
well, that dude's always hurt.
Oh, yeah, because Aaron Rodgers is just the pinnacle of health. Let's start tempting fate with that.
It's another one.
I don't talk about Aaron Rodgers. That's our quarterback. I'm not trying to jinx him. Okay, I'm just saying Carson Wentz. You brought up Aaron Rodgers for those of you that want to yell at Billy on Monday. This is my thing. I agree with Billy as far as I don't really view this as much of a game necessarily.
Good appetizer.
But I just,
it's like jalapeno poppers.
I just really think Aaron Rodgers in this offense really gets going a little bit in this game. Throws three touchdown passes, finds his groove, and away we go. We haven't done concern, but I'm concerned about this whole Elgton Jenkins rookie thing at left guard. I'm a little bit concerned about that against his front seven, putting him in this mess with Lane Taylor out this week on the injury report. So we'll see.
Well, I'm going to ease your concern there with Elgton Jenkins, because if he's able to go up against Linval Joseph and play well, and that touchdown by Aaron Jones, the third one of the day, was one of the four drives that Jenkins was in last week, and they scored touchdowns on two of those four drives that he takes over. I mean, he moved Linval Joseph a couple of times. Linval Joseph's an all-pro for a reason. Like, that dude's no easy task. So, like, if Elgton Jenkins is able up and be up for that challenge, and if this injury with Lane Taylor with the biceps, Gary, is serious enough where he would miss next week, you need this dude for some more game reps before he goes up and takes on Fletcher Cox.
Well, you do, and I think he'll be fine. And so you know how that works. That guard will get help from the center, and he'll get help from his left tackle. So I think you'll be okay.
He's in a great spot there too.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay. You have to combo it up. He'll get help. I mean, communication is going to be key. There will be some times that he might just get overpowered because he just doesn't understand the steps and where you need to be in this game. But I think they wanted him from day one to be the starter from day one. That was their guy, and they were going to ride with their guy, and so now to get an opportunity to do it.
What are you most curious seeing in this week?
Aaron Rodgers. Because the reason why these guys really haven't gotten – sacks is because they've been getting rid of football.
Von Miller and Bradley Chubb come in with neither a sack.
Will he be on time?
Mm-hmm. Because if there is a week to do it, mm-hmm. it's when those two, 55 on the one side and 58 on the other. Right. That guy's a Super Bowl MVP. Time.
They'll hurt you.
They will. And they like to hurt people.
It's going
to
be a mean game. And once again, it's a throwback.
Do you like these throwback jerseys? I got to ask the former Packer. Like, do you like those?
I love the Acme Packers.
Okay.
Throwback jerseys. You don't like them?
I like the jerseys.
You don't like the pants?
I don't like the pants.
You know, can I tell you a story about it?
Please do.
So we were green and gold. My high school, we were green and gold.
Okay. So that'd be a nice little homecoming.
Right? I forget what color helmets. I think we might have green helmets. But anyway, we were. I think I can tell this story. Yeah.
I like he starts like
yeah,
that.
No, I love them.
Because... So anyway,
I got the dump button, buddy. You're all good.
Yeah, okay, good.
I got you.
Get your finger on the dump
button. I'm hovering it over.
And we were playing a high school game. It was raining like crazy. I mean, it was raining a lot. And our center, I mean, he had been sick all day long. And
sick, like stomach sick?
Stomach flu.
Okay. Okay.
And he had to go.
Sure.
To the
right
bathroom.
There. Yeah,
right on the field. Right, mm-hmm. right there. Just everywhere.
Done it.
And you can see the whole brown stain in his gold pants.
Disgusting. Mm. We didn't need to tell this story.
But with this, the brown pants...
covers it up.
Can't see it.
What do you mean you've done it?
Well, we had dark blue pants, and there were some times when it was very, 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 very hot. And at certain points, then, you know, you're in the middle of a series. It's a 7-play drive, and you're only at the 50. Somebody's got to go. Luckily, I sweat enough
Steve,
that nobody would
know. It happens a lot on the field.
A lot more than you would
think.
The way you just said?
Oh, yeah.
The other way I get, but the way you just said?
Yeah, that happens a lot on the field.
That's
more than you think.
Disgusting.
Thus,
I'm not doubting it.
Within the last 5-10 years, you saw the pop-up tents. I don't know who thought of that.
Brilliant.
I'm like, I'm a genius. Like, why could they never think of those pop-up tents back when I played? I mean, right? Guys are going to the bathroom now right on the sideline.
Nobody's got to know.
They got the pan. They got everything out there for you.
Oh,
I'm like, they just not thinking of the pop-up tents. Like, I should what? And you know, not a football player even thought of that.
No chance.
No chance.
Nope.
And some guy in the stands probably, like, thought of that. Why didn't a football player
could have made
think
so
of
much
that?
Money. Could have made what? So much money doing that.
How did we not think of that, Billy?
Because we're too busy telling people about the Packers and here on the Big Show. Like, we weren't we should be brainstorming more ways to make money. That's the issue.
The
like,
pop-up tent. They all do it all.
Everybody does it.
College, NFL, everybody's got the pop-up tent now. So it's more than just go checking the concussion protocol. They're doing their business inside there.
Man, that's genius. It really is.
It pisses me off every time I see that tent go up on the side.
I don't know if that story is a great segue over here for meat, but Robert's Specialty Meats is the place to go and get your
pop-up tent
grub for the weekend, the football and grilling.
Hey, man, he'll have a pop-up tent with his Robert's Specialty Meats in it at the golf outing coming up next Wednesday.
Put that in your pipe.
That's exactly. We'll have a pop-up tent. That's how we're going to have lunch next Saturday is under that pop-up tent. Ribs on a stick will be at the... a golf outing next Wednesday.
Get there before I do, because otherwise they're gone.
Right. Now, again, that golf outing is sold out, so thanks to everybody that signed up. Thanks to all the great sponsors like Robert Specialty Meats, Great Lakes Dragway, Perkins, of course, the title sponsor for so many years. Thanks to all those guys, too. Hey, this weekend doesn't get any better for sports fans in Wisconsin. And if you're heading out to watch playoff-contending baseball, football in Madison or in Green Bay, selling down at home. Make sure the food you're serving up is championship quality meats from Robert's Specialty Meats. Tailgate parties don't get any better with Robert's ribs on a stick on the grill. Boneless pork ribs marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce. Or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers and barbecue garlic parmesan or Door County cherry flavors all ready in just minutes. Plus, you'll find gourmet burgers and over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats, including the Wisconsin Wurst. Check this out. It's got beer, bacon, and cheddar, and it's delicious. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT, 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Roberts Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
It's a final from Wrigley Field. The Brewers now a game and a half up on the Chicago Cubs as they fall to the Cardinals again today. Right. They lose the first two of the series. Brewers can really create some distance in that wild card spot tonight with a win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. We'll talk with Adam McAlvey at 5:35. No, just go and beat up the Dodgers.
I do not want the Cardinals winning every game against the Cubs. This does not help the Brewers really at all trying to catch them for the division. The Cubs have got to win a couple of these.
But you get into the playoffs.
But see, this is
what I don't want a one-game playoff against the Nationals. I want a regular series against the Braves. I don't want to deal with the Nationals pitching staff.
This is what you're going to get.
Oh, so you don't think they're good enough to win the division?
With three and a half games left and nine to play, no, I don't know that they're going to be able to do that.
I just want to get in.
I just want to get in. But and then I want to play the Dodgers because the Dodgers knocked us out. Oh, great, because they can't beat the Washington Nationals. Sure. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan.
Who's banged up this week for the Pack? How about the enemy? Here's this week's injury report on The Fan. Brought to you by Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin. The Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network connects you to advanced care across the region.
We've been talking about the biggest injury on the injury report for the last couple of hours. Lane Taylor going to be down with a biceps injury this week. He will not play. Starting in his spot will be the rookie second-round pick Elgton Jenkins. Otherwise, on the injury report, pretty clean as Jimmy Graham returned to practice today. Also ruled out, as he will be probably again for Thursday night's game, is Oren Burks with that chest injury in the pectoral spot. Montrevious Adams is listed as doubtful with a shoulder. Questionable Darius Shepherd, Kyler Fackrell, and Jake Kumerow. That's your injury report before Packers and Broncos. Gary Ellerson for Badger and Packer running back. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here as well. Got to read this, and this is from Andrew Brandt. Gary, you brought this to my attention. We've been talking about Antonio Brown released by the Patriots today. If you're just getting out of work, the Patriots had enough. Earlier today in a press conference, Bill Belichick just straight walked out. Nobody else had any more football questions. He said, I'm done answering all these drama questions. He really was done. He was really done. He said, we're done with this. Andrew Brandt says, just amazing. Antonio Brown couldn't stay quiet at least until his $5 million bonus installment was due on Monday. He may have forfeited almost $40 million in guarantees in the last 2 weeks.
That's a lot of money.
$40
million. Oh, my God.
We talked about Le'Veon Bell last year passing up the $14 million and saying he'll never get that back.
Right.
That's straight up. You'll never get that money back.
He'll never see $40
million.
$40 million. Steve, $40 million?
A lot of money.
Will he even see four playing football again? It's tough to say that he's going to make that kind of money.
Oh, he's going to. Well, the next team, he'll be crawling. He should
veteran
be.
Veteran minimum, you would
yes.
think.
Yes. Whoever gets him next will be the veteran minimum. And that'll have all these clauses in it. He has to do this, that, and the other. I mean, man, $40 million. How you. Golly.
People are posting pictures of their Antonio Brown Patriot jerseys that were like just getting into the mail. He played one game. Scored a touchdown.
Is that what they're doing?
Oh, yeah. People are very, very salty about their Le'Veon or their Antonio Brown jerseys and Patriots red and blue and white that they got. It also here from Field Yates, if Antonio Brown does not wind up receiving his $9 million signing bonus from the Patriots, five, which was due on Monday, he'll go from $30 million, $9 million, and just $158,000 made in 2019. He'll go from all that guaranteed money to making just over $150,000.
Told you, not getting that money. He's not getting that signing bonus, and that's why they got rid of him. They didn't want to deal with all this drama with this girl. So I bet you money, they looked at him and they said, look, this is the deal is you get all this cleared up and you're good and I don't got to deal with all this drama anymore. You come back later in the season once you got this all figured out, and we'll give you a new deal, and we'll go.
What precipitated this, though, is that I guess he made threatening remarks
correct, to
the girl, and that's why they were
now, dying. This is not Brittany Taylor, though, right? This is supposed to be another
one? That's why I've been trying to find out. Was it Brittany Taylor? Was it the other girl? I mean, we don't know which one it is. I mean, because just breaking news,
yeah,
some other girl came out. Was that yesterday?
Yep, and that is what it is. It's expected that it is from the new the second victim coming forward towards sexual misconduct charges against Antonio Brown. And these texts are pretty embarrassing.
They have texts out there?
Yeah, you can see some of them on Twitter. I'm not going to read them because I don't want to get fined by the FCC. And frankly, I don't really want to read many of them on the radio. But it's pretty sad for some of the stuff that he's throwing in here.
So then what happened is then the Patriots probably got...
That was the last straw.
They got those texts.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, that was it. Yeah, and I would be too. I mean, you know, here's a guy, you know, we're giving you a chance. We're the New England Patriots. We're this, that, and the other. And, dude, you got to act right, but you can't be threatening.
I mean, they signed him. Then the accusations come out. Right. They didn't bail on him. They said,
okay. They stuck with him.
We'll hang with you, right? And now he goes and does this crap.
He would have been fine if it wasn't for this self-inflicted
wound.
He would have been fine. All of it's self-inflicted.
Yep. All of it is. Man.
Can you give me one more time what they say, how much he lost? Just from he did what now?
So just think about this. So he was supposed to get $5 million just deposited into his bank account on Monday. His $5 million installment of his $9 million signing bonus with the New England Patriots.
So he was doing installments.
Yep. And the other one was supposed to come in March 1st of 2020.
Oh, my God.
Just amazing. Could have had at least, if he could have just stayed quiet, would have had at least $5 million in his bank account by Monday. He may have forfeited almost $40 million in guarantees over the last few weeks. That is the $9 million with the Patriots and $30 million, which was taken away in guaranteed money from the Oakland Raiders when he went through all his nonsense and then threatening to fight the general manager. And all of this has now come to this.
Here's what you do, though, now. You hope and pray that he doesn't do anything stupid.
He won't. He won't.
Like, still doing more stupid stuff?
This is spiraling out of control in a bad way.
That's for sure.
I mean, quickly. Quickly.
Wow. It's something else.
Then next thing you know, he's got CTE. He's been wearing his high school helmet for 8-9 years. No one knows what that helmet was that he was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his behavior is very erratic. I mean,
it really is.
I mean, this is not normal behavior.
This fall from grace, Gary, and we say that term like we talked about with Tiger Woods when all that stuff went down.
Right.
He went from week 16 of the NFL season last year where the Steelers had a chance to go to the playoffs. He was coming off a big week. Week 17, he's not playing, and he just... It sounded like he quit,
mm-hmm.
and they had basically said, you get out of here. We're done with this. He gets traded to the Raiders. Well, first gets traded to the Buffalo Bills. Then apparently nobody said, oh, no, I don't want to go to the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
So now I'm going to get traded to the Raiders.
Forgot about the Bills.
Yeah, he was a Bill for like 13 seconds.
Right.
And then he's a Raider and then never plays with the Raiders, but pours Gatorade and shares it with his teammates down in Arizona. And now he's a Patriot, plays in one game, scores a touchdown, and now he's cut. And lost $40 million within that span.
That's quick.
So now if you're Antonio Brown, we talked about this with Leroy, who owes me 50 cents, that if you're him, do you even bother wanting to play with anybody else this year? Or at this point, you're like, dude, I'm done with all this crap. I'm just going into hiding, and I'm not dealing with anybody going forward for the rest of the year, and I got to figure things out.
Well,
and come out next year and figure it out then.
This would never work because I agree with, who's my guy, Nate? We just had him from Denver.
Mike Evans.
If I'm another team, I wouldn't take him. If I'm 32 teams, I'd say get this cleared up before we even
Correct.
Think about
Before we even talk to you.
And I think they all will.
All this nonsense you got with these girls, all these lawsuits, let's show proof that this done, and then let's come in for the veteran minimum, and then we'll put some stuff in your contract.
Incentives.
We'll let you make some money back. But, I mean, hopefully he's got enough money. I mean, because he made a ton, though, with – Pittsburgh. I mean, he got
100%.
He got on somewhere on Instagram, said, you know, this house is paid for. I don't owe anybody no money. So, but we'll see.
Well, good thing he doesn't owe anybody any money because Nike dropped him, his helmet sponsor dropped him, and now another team dropped him. And literally the team that would take anybody as long as you can play ball.
Yeah,
Patriots. Right? Like the Patriots take anybody.
I don't know who,
as long as
who
you
would be
the
other team that would do that out there. I don't think there is.
I mean, well, the Raiders, but they cut
They're
him.
They're done.
So, like, I don't know exactly where else he thinks
Kansas
that he could
City?
Go. Kansas City? Andy Reid, I mean,
Andy
like.
Andy Reid would do that.
Andy Reid might play with certain things, but now this is like seven times you've disrespected him and lied to him. Like, he had a breaking point with Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
You lied to me.
Yep.
So you're done.
Right, he did that with Kareem.
So as if you're up front with him, you might get a second chance, but he had his breaking point with Marcus Peters.
He did. Forgot about him.
I mean, he's had his breaking point with a lot of guys. So it would be tough to see that.
So Cleveland would be the only thing that would be left.
JD wants
it. There's no way he's putting that guy in the locker room with them guys.
I sure hope John Dorsey doesn't do that, because I want John Dorsey to have that job for a little while. I really want him to have that job.
Because you like JD,
while.
Right?
I do, yeah, and I've never met him before, but he's a good friend of mine. I love him. Can you tell us about Sight and Sound Solutions, Stevie, and where I can watch Sunday Ticket?
It'd be Antonio Brown free. Hey, Sight and Sound Solutions, AT&T DirecTV. You get TV and internet for as low as $99 a month. You get the choice package in Fox Sports Wisconsin, courtesy of DirecTV. You get the NFL Sunday Ticket at no additional cost. Even Antonio Brown can afford it. And $200 in Visa cards anywhere Visa is accepted. But wait for it. They can do more for you now. Sight and Sound Solutions can offer you a U-verse bundle, the new AT&T fiber internet, AT&T wireless phones, basically the entire lineup of AT&T services as an existing customer. If you feel your package deal could be better, well, they can help you with that, too. Would you rather call 262 number? Talk to my guy, Al, that's been doing this for over 15 years. When it comes to customer service, he's number one, in my opinion. Sight and Sound Solutions, a preferred retailer for AT&T. And don't forget, NFL Sunday Ticket at no additional cost for this upcoming season. Yeah, you missed a couple of weeks. So what? It's not going to cost you anything. You can still watch 15 more weeks of football. Sign up today. Sight and Sound Solutions, 262-754-1500. That's 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday Ticket. I'm Mike Renuzzi. You see the prevailing rate. Let's catch the price start of the season. It's like international games excluded. Remote access one game at a time. Data charges may apply. Call for details.
We'll get a Brewers update with Adam McKelvey from Miller Park next when he's Big Show.
Let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McKelvey. Brought to you by the Law Offices of Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Adam McKelvey writing for Brewers.com and MLB.com joins us here on the Wendy's Big Show on a football Friday, but it's a pennant race, so you got to talk Brewers baseball. Pittsburgh Pirates in town, final home series of the year. Adam, Cardinals win again today, and now the Brewers 3.5 back in that division. That division race seems to be quite out of reach now at this point with just 9 to play.
Mathematically, you would think that. It'll be difficult. But, look, weird things happen in this game, right? You've seen it over time, and I think why I wouldn't say that that's done yet is the schedule. There's still, what, 5 more against the Cubs for the Cardinals?
Mm-hmm.
And then they also have the Diamondbacks, who are, I think, without Kettle Marte,
yep,
potentially the rest of the way. But, you know, still a formidable team, and if I'm not mistaken, that series is on the road for St. Louis. So, you know, look, if the Brewers themselves have taught us anything, it's that we shouldn't think that things are over until they're over, because in this game, you know, the story can change in a short period of time.
We were talking about this, yesterday, about the runs that the Brewers made last year versus this year, and as a fan, you know, which one has been more fun for you to follow along or whatever. And last year, they went out and got names, regardless of what they were, but Gio Gonzalez, that's a name.
Yeah.
They got names in August and filled this bullpen up. Right, they got guys. This year, they got a bunch of who, and who to put on this roster, and they're still figuring out a way to do it. So of the who, and who that they added, which one has surprised you the most?
Oh, God, Drew Pomeranz.
Yeah.
Because he has been such a prominent force in what's happened here, in giving Craig Counsell some semblance of what he had last year when it was that three-headed bullpen monster, and that was such a huge thing for them. It was not just locking down the end of games, but I think that had a positive impact on the offense, because they knew if they could get an early run and line up the pitching the way they wanted it, they had a really good chance to win. to me, that is one of those things that you can't measure. There's no stat for, but it is a real thing in baseball. A bad bullpen, I think, kills your offense. And a good bullpen, I think, helps your offense. So, you know, look, Drew Pomeranz has been huge. And, you know, he's a big time. I mean, he's not a non-name. He's a name in the game, I think. Maybe he hasn't lived up to the promise of what he was as a first-round pick, however many years ago. But the unknown was that he had just switched to relief with San Francisco. There was four outings. There was an uptick in velocity. And credit, you know, this is a scouting story as much as anything. There were, you know, guys that saw him, liked what they saw, made a recommendation, and the Brewers made a trade. And that's kind of a cool part of it, too, is that scouting has been somewhat marginalized in baseball. But here's an example of scouting playing a role in a big deal. And I think it's been a big surprise. And look, if I can throw one more, it's Brent Suter. You know, it's like 12 to 13 innings he's given them that would have to have been covered by someone else. He's pitched in kind of increasingly important spots. They're not going to go back-to-back with him, at least in the month of September, but he's given them some really big outs. And I think that's been another surprise. And to make a run like this, you need some surprises. And I think those are the two guys that stand out most to me.
You know, I think that throughout the season, I thought that the manager took, Craig Counsell took some heat just throughout the year about some of the things that he was doing. Can now you see the method to his madness? I don't know if he gets enough credit to where they are right now.
He does get credit, and the reason I think he takes heat is they've managed this differently than a lot of us who grew up watching baseball and loving baseball are used to seeing things managed. When I was a kid, we never talked about the third time through the order. You know, we talked about having faith in your starter, and it was this sense that you had to have faith in your starter. And look, for the big-time guys, that worked. But I think that with data and analytics being so much a part of baseball, just like it's part of every other business, the radio business, our internet publishing business, shipping, you know, whatever it is, decisions are now being based on what history tells us has actually happened. And history has told us that third time through the order is a big-time minefield if you're not talking about Nolan Ryan or Max Scherzer. So if you don't have to send your guy out for the third time through the order, you're wise not to. And if you have enough depth in the organization and it's shuttling guys back and forth from AAA to keep, you know, some enough fresh arms to be able to do this over the long haul, you should do it. And the Brewers did it. And sometimes it led to some ugly games. It led to some ugly losses. It leads to frustration where the games are long and plodding, and a guy who's brought in to replace the starter who is doing well gives it up, and that irritates everybody. But in the long run, they get to a point where they are now where they not just have, you know, they're winning games, but I think they also feel like the guys that they've used to get here are in pretty good shape in terms of how they're throwing the ball, how they're feeling. Craig Counsell used the example of Chase Anderson, that his velocity has actually ticked up a little bit in September, which you wouldn't expect at the end of a long season. But they feel like they've gotten these players to a good place and a position where the pitching is carrying them. The offense has gone to sleep since Yelich went down, but they're scoring enough and the pitching is holding those leads and they've given themselves a chance. So, yeah, I think Craig Counsell does deserve some credit, but I also sort of understand why people – get uncomfortable with it or upset about it, because it looks different than it used to.
It does look different than it used to, especially because of the small ball that we've seen. Adam McAlvey joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Wendy's Big Show on the Fannies down at Miller Park, last home series of the year. Adam, they've had to implement some other strategies in scoring runs, and you hit on it. While they have won these games since Christian Yelich has gone out, and timely hitting is the key, the offense has kind of gone silent here, which is a little bit concerning to me going into, I'm looking forward over the Pirates, but next week in Cincinnati, because they put up a lot of runs.
And Colorado to finish the season. That's going to be a big test as well, where you think you're going to need some runs. We are in small sample territory here. And you know, one of your callers, one of the quick games against the Padres, I was driving home and had the postgame show on, and I thought one of your callers described so perfectly the situation post-Christian Yelich. Because I think the tendency is for everybody to go, oh, my God, they lost their guy, they're done. And if that happens in April, May, June, I agree. When it happens, when it did, the season sort of now is in these little, like, small, almost like series, where they have this homestand, a seven-game homestand. So you think about, okay, let's win this seven-game homestand. Then they go on the six-game road trip, win that road trip. Then maybe a one-game wild card. Then maybe a best of five. And when you think of things in like those, in terms of the small series, Corey Spangenberg can win you a game. Ray Black can win you a game. Trent Grisham, Little League Homer, can win you a game. Like, weird things can happen when you get in small sample territory. I think that you while you'd much rather have Christian Yelich out there, I think everybody very much agrees on that. You can still win games. It's not a death knell because you don't have to win 90 games without him. You have to win, you know, 5 out of 7 in a stretch, and then another 4 out of 6, and you put yourself in a good position. And that's sort of what they've done. They've done it with kind of a different guy every day, and it's been interesting to watch them continue to win, even though their best player by far is off.
This Brewers team has had fan support for the last several years, obviously, and Brewers on Deck, those tickets went on sale already for January for next year. How has the fan support been from your standpoint covering all these games in Miller Park this year versus, say, last year?
I think it's been similar. I mean, attendance is going to be up by the time it's all said and done. I don't think they're going to crack 3 million this weekend, but they're going to get pretty close. And, you know, I think people are energized by what's happened within the last couple of weeks, and I don't blame them. The hard part from my perspective, and you guys maybe get this too in an audio version, is that you often only hear the complaints.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes things feel very negative, and I'm not sure that that's always what I look at on my social media and what you guys hear via your callers is always representative of, if you polled, you know, the majority of people in the seats, how they feel about, you know, the way the season has gone. Baseball can be very painful. The downs feel like the depths of hell, and the highs feel really, really high. And it's, you know, by the end, it evens out for a lot of teams, and you just kind of got to ride it. And look, they've done what the old cliche is get hot at the right time. And that's, you want to put yourself in this sport. You want to put yourself in a position that a hot streak at the end does something for you. They've still got quite a long ways to go for it to be meaningful, but they've at least put themselves in position for a hot streak to really mean something.
Adam, appreciate it, man. I heard they're closing the roof, so it's probably a good thing that I'm not down there right now because it would be sweaty, and nobody needs that in their life. They need to read you at Brewers.com and MLB.com for the stretch run, though, man. Appreciate it.
All right. See you guys next week.
That's Adam McAlvey joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Luckily, they have air conditioning at the Mecca, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I would be okay. Because yeah, they are closing the roof. I would be a mess at Miller Park.
That means there must be rain coming then, right? Is that what the deal is?
So go cut your lawn.
I'm assuming that's what you're
supposed to
be
all weekend long, right, Gary?
That's what I'm hearing. All weekend long. Starts tonight.
Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday?
Yeah.
Woo!
I didn't know about Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill, that's where I'll be on Sunday.
They got a roof.
Green Bay and Denver, it does have a roof. And the doors will open at 10 a.m. for the noon tilt between Green Bay and Denver. You're talking about a 42-foot wide, ultra-high definition screen TV. Surrounded by 9 other big screen TVs that feature the NFL Sunday Ticket on them. You're talking about Miller Lite providing prizes for all the trivia questions and fun stuff we do in commercial breaks throughout the game. And we're talking about Waukesha Sports Cards, providing all the big prizes that we give away, too. This week, a Kenny Clark signed mini helmet, and a Blake Martinez signed pick. All defense this week at the Mecca. Let's talk about their food. Elevated food, baby. Their menu has been created by a team of talented chefs that elevate Sports Bar Fare to a whole new level. Let's talk about what else you can see and expect to see. C2O cannons. Got those. Those will be firing off at kickoff and on scores throughout the game. Got spotlights. Got lasers. Got all kinds of fun stuff. And, of course, lots and lots of music to go along with it. They are the place to watch sports in Milwaukee. The Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. It is the best place to watch sports in the entire state of Wisconsin. I guarantee it. Located in the Deer District across from the Fiserv Forum. Make sure to reserve your seats today. The luxury box is up on the third floor. It's a 6 to 8 people. Get your own personal TV, the whole deal. Or you can send a mezzanine level, the second level. Those, I think, are the best seats in the house. You can reserve those as well or reserve any seats there on the first floor. Got two bars, a bar on the first floor and a bar up on the third floor. Outdoor patio seating on the first and third levels as well. Reserve your seats today. Check out TheMeccaMKE.com. TheMeccaMKE.com. Give them a call. Like I said, reserve your seats. Otherwise, get there early and get your seats as we get ready for Green Bay and Denver on Sunday.
Our predictions before Aaron Jones and Bill Michaels next on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. We got Bill Michaels sitting with Manny Wilkins, former backup quarterback. He is the backup quarterback. He's also on the practice squad for the Green Bay Packers. He's going to dabble in the broadcasting thing, so he brought his friend Aaron Jones, and they're going to have the Lodge Kohler kickoff here coming up here momentarily on The Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Baby Tausch, and Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, with you for a couple of more minutes, though, guys. Let's do it. Let's do our predictions here for the game this weekend. Sparky, I'll start with you.
We'll do Packers first?
Yes, send it off.
Let's see, I'll go, I don't remember what I told Winkler. I'll go 23-13 Packers.
All right, now let me hear your...
No, 24-13, I said
24-13,
I said
okay.
Three touchdowns for Rodgers, that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, that wouldn't make any sense. Gary Ellerson, your Packer prediction for this weekend?
21-7, Green Bay Packers.
21-7, all right, let's talk about it. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's a win... That is a cover, and that is also a under for the Green Bay Packers.
And what did you say?
I have the Packers winning, scraping up. I think I told Bart 23-3.
Okay. Badgers, Michigan, Gary.
Did you do yours yet?
Nope.
Go ahead.
You want me to do mine first?
Yeah. Man. We're way out of sequence.
Badgers.
Oh, here we go. I thought Baby Tosh was
Badgers. Badgers 27, Michigan 24.
Okay, good. That is not a cover for the Badgers, but a win is a win is a win.
Yeah.
For Bucky, Gary, who you got?
Badgers 28, Michigan 14.
Woo! That'll be a fun Madison. I got Badgers sneaking out the win, but I think they do cover the 3.5. I got 21-17. I just don't see that Michigan offense being able to put up points against Badgers.
I just don't. And it's gonna be a monsoon.
Jonathan Taylor all day long.
Right. And so bring your rain gear, bring good shoes, because you're going to be staying the whole time.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2. No, Monday at 2. What am I talking about?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.